Go.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Doug?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on.
Yes.
The cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is we it that we do?
People.
What?
They.
Want. Podcast exclusive weekend content for you. Jalen.
What up, though? Something I want to talk to you about. Jay-Z.
Ho. Rock Nation fam, what up, though?
Start an Instagram account. Join the gram. 24 hours later.
I need to follow.
24 hours later, can't. Deleted account.
He's like, not going to be able to do it.
He started it and then deleted it in 24 hours.
He's like, I'm good.
What's going on with Jay-Z?
You remind me of myself. You know, I didn't want to join either.
First of all, you're obsessed with it. You go IG live all day now. And before, you're like, I'm not a photographer. I'm not a photographer. I'm not going to join. I'm not a photographer. And now I can't keep you off the gram.
I know. I did not want to join.
Can't keep you off the gram.
Determined not to join. Hov don't need the gram.
Kanye West went on Drink Champ. Shout out Noriega.
Shout out Nori. Family.
And he said, I can't say this with a straight face. He said that signing Big Sean to his label was one of the biggest mistakes he's ever made. And he was upset because I can't say this with a straight face.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
He was upset because Big Sean didn't support his presidential bid. Does he think he was really like gonna be president? Like, does he think he was really campaigning to be the president of the United States?
So,
where's Big Sean from?
One of us is really close to Big Sean.
Between me and you, I'm not.
And I consider him a little brother who also happens to be from Detroit.
Did he put you in his bars lately?
And you know, off wax, because of his relationship with Big Sean, I let Kanye live on a lot of stuff that I ain't like.
He did a lot of stuff I didn't like.
Right? I remember us talking about this in L.A. when I'm like, he put my guy on, so I'm going to stand down. Right?
Big Sean is no longer affiliated with good music.
That's because, like many artists, in order to do what he could in order to get in the game, signed a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time.
And so what ends up happening in those situations when you outperform your contract, because he did, Now you go back to the label, in this case, Kanye, and then now they have the autonomy to say that they want to renegotiate your deal or not. When you look at that human being that, by the way, y'all friends too, y'all homies too, y'all co-workers too, but he is your boss. I saw this kind of with like RZA and the Wu-Tang Clan, right? And then they don't do it. Can't be friends.
Well, how do I say this delicately without getting fired? Kanye held one event to promote his candidacy for president of the United States. And during this event, he said some things and that were that I didn't agree with. And to be upset with someone that you work with for not supporting your presidential bid when your presidential bid is completely ludicrous to begin with is, as Reggie just noted, is clown stuff, if you ask me.
And by the way, like everything he said about like not wanting to sign Big Sean and like it was his worst signing, like, that clearly is a personal comment because Big Sean is dope.
Yeah, he is. He's objectively a great rapper.
Like, so I don't even have to even, like entertain that. Like, he's dope. And by the way, he's eating real good.
Yeah, he's fine. I think he's going to be fine.
Jalen, eating real good.
I love you,
little bro.
I joke with you about Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green. But there is a rookie that I want to discuss with you who's been playing really well.
Evan Mobley.
If I don't listen, I'm not watching every single Cavs game.
Okay? I love Sexton, man. He a bull.
Yep. Sexland. They got Sexland. They got my guy Jared Allen. You know I've always had a thing for Jared Allen. And now Evan Mobley. Like, there's something going on over there. Like, this is a rebuild that was kind of like stuck in the mud for a while. It's starting to show a little life.
Is Kevin Love a member of a contending team yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
He gonna get his Odell Beckham
release. At some point.
Buyout.
But it's like
NBA.
It's like 2 years too late.
Can I just get in front of this for the podcast listeners? If you can hear my, make sure that this becomes a running theme, please. The NBA should not allow players to be bought out after the trade deadline expires.
It's going to happen. It's like the Washington football team's name. It's like, this is going to happen. So why not just do it now, Mr. Silver? Adam Silver listens to the pod. He watches the show during the afternoon. And then when he lies in bed at night, he listens to the pod until the very, very end.
Correct.
He makes sure that he hears, got to give the people what they want. At
no
the very
question.
End, what Reggie
no
puts
question.
In there.
No question. And I'm pretty and sure he's listening right a voicemail, now. But Reg just ain't put it on the show.
Yeah, Reg didn't put it on the show. 985-80-JALEN, he's called at mad times. He stopped calling. He stopped leaving voicemails because he's like, listen, I didn't give Reg a shout on the first one. I shout out Reg on the second one. The third one didn't make it. The fourth one didn't make it. I'm not calling anymore. Call 985-80-JALEN like Adam Silver does. You can leave a voicemail. But Adam Silver's going to do this because after the trade deadline, that's your roster. That's your roster. There should be some injury exceptions or something, but that's your roster after the trade deadline. It should be locked.
But also, there's something I like to acknowledge about like negotiating in good faith. I really can't lock down my roster by the trade deadline the best way possible. I really can't maximize it. All the sides of the decision making if bought out players are still in the play. Like those two things are like they go against they're the antithesis of what we hope to get done. And I don't like how it affects the balance of power late in the season.
Yes.
So that's why I'm right now saying it, because I have a name for it right now. Kevin Love. It's going to be later in the season. They're going to be playing Allen. You brought up Mobley. Balling in sex land. They just grafted my guy from Auburn. And so eventually he's going to get bought out.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does get bought out, go to a contender.
Kevin Love can change things. He can change things. But the problem is he's been in Cleveland like 2 years too long. You know, it's the truth. It's like Kevin Love 2 years ago was much more valuable than Kevin Love is right now. You know, and I've always liked Kevin Love. I don't know why. Something about him. Something about Kevin Love I've always liked. Seen him on the NBA floor.
Let me think.
What is it?
Let's see.
Is it stretch the floor? Is that what it is I like about him?
Him, David Lee.
I love David Lee. David Lee was ambidextrous. Did you play with David Lee in the Knicks?
Love David Lee. That's
David Lee. David. There was like a good 18 months where David Lee was one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah, he was an all-star.
He's one of the dudes who just disappears. He's just like, what happened to David Lee? Like, I don't know. He's not in the league anymore?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? It's a shame what happened to David Lee. Remember they're going to trade David Lee for like, I think it might have been Kevin Love. Or who was it? Klay Thompson for Kevin Love.
I remember those talks back then, and I was like, the Warriors bet not break up the Splash Brothers. They bet not break up the Splash Brothers.
They had Monta Ellis. Like the Warriors before the Warriors were this Warriors were really interesting. You know what I mean? Like with Ellis and Lee, and then they had like a young Steph Curry. Like that was an interesting team.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mark Jackson.
But I like what you're saying about Evan Mobley. Young fella, long
Love
shot
Evan
blocker,
Mobley.
Rim protector.
But he's like, unlike your man Cade, he steps into the NBA and doesn't miss a step. He doesn't seem like it's too fast for him, or he's comfortable. He seems comfortable on the
he
floor.
He's a big guy. You know why? K got to think about things.
K's thinking too much, man.
K got to think about things.
No, you got a wide open jumper. Just think about putting the ball through that little
things.
Circle up there. That's all you
got to
do.
They just need me to go to more games.
They really do. Have you spoken to Cade?
Yeah, I was just at the game.
I think he needs like a 15-minute Jalen Rose little pep talk.
I hit him today.
He needs a little pep talk.
I'm going to hit him today.
Hit up Motorcade.
I'm going to hit him up today.
Hit him up. Hit him up this afternoon. I'm going to remind you to do that at lunch.
Now he's going to have, he's about to have 25 within the next three games. You know that.
I don't know.
I'll bet you.
He has the opportunity.
I'll bet you he scores 25 points in a game within the next three times.
I'm not taking that bet because they're going to give him every opportunity to do so.
It don't matter.
Ball in his hands.
That don't matter.
He's got the ball in his hands.
There are
too.
A lot of people that have opportunities to get 25 points in NBA games that can't.
Not opportunities. Not all opportunities are the same. Not all opportunities is there. Jalen, Tyler Hero's also been balling.
Mm-hmm.
He says he wants sixth man and most improved player. And he said that he wants to be considered like Luka and Trae Young in that conversation.
You know what Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra want? To win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's great to definitely want your individual achievements, because if everybody maximizes their potential, that's our best opportunity to win. So I'm glad he's speaking this into an existence, and I'm glad he's balling the way he's balling.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I had to look in the mirror and say, I can play 13 years in the NBA, but I'm not Magic.
No, you're not.
At some point, he got to look himself in the mirror and say, you ain't Luka.
You're not Luka Doncic. You're great. You're great. You're a great Tyler Hero, Tyler Hero.
Right.
You're not Luka Doncic.
And here's why. The awards you're going for. You're going for
most improved and sixth man. Luka going for
MVP.
Most valuable. Yeah. Those are different stratospheres.
That part.
But something I like about Tyler Hero, I don't know what that is. something I enjoy.
Remix your white guys. I need some Cooper enjoyed. Cup. And some Adam Thielen.
That's the thing. I feel like Adam Thielen is jealous of Cooper Kupp. I feel like, you know,
we gotta ask him. We gotta bring
somewhere
him back.
Adam Thielen is like, come on, Cooper Kupp. Like, I thought I was the white guy.
Oh, and by the way, since we go in there, I mean, and the unvaxxed receiver.
Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Cole Beasley. Like, Aaron Rodgers. Like, what about me?
Yeah, he's like, I didn't get immunized.
Right. What about me?
Cole Beasley just leans into it.
Hold on, let's just take 30. Let's just take any time to just slander Aaron Rodgers for not being vaccinated.
Dog, first of all, dog, you can be not vaccinated, but you don't have to lie about it. You think we're not going to find out, my guy?
But why are you all in my face, though? That's my thing. Like, if you know you're not vaccinated, like, you flat out know.
You feel, like, personally disrespected by people that aren't vaccinated.
I do.
Like, remember, you're barbering in Atlanta, not vaccinated.
I do. I do take it personally, because we can't get to herd immunity. Here's the thing. I got a news flash for anybody that's not vaccinated that says they don't want to wear masks. The only way you're going to stop wearing masks is if we all get vaccinated.
Yeah. And for me, it's easy. I'm getting my kids vaccinated.
I'm getting a booster.
I'm getting a booster, too. I'm getting all the boosters.
I'm eligible.
I'm getting all the boosters.
I'm eligible.
I got the J&J and a breakthrough.
Hold on, hit the brakes.
What? What happened? Rich? Oh.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You got which shot?
Got the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Oh, Chappelle said that's the third best option.
Oh, please. Here's the thing. Everyone always, like, makes fun of me for getting the Johnson & Johnson. Like, I didn't have a choice. It wasn't like a menu that they gave me when I got there. They're like, you want an appointment? Boom, J&J. I was like, all right. My wife is like, you just always do things the easy way. I'm like, I didn't have a choice. That's just what was available. You don't remember the days when the vaccine was not, like, available like that. Like, I had to, like, refresh, get an appointment, and got an appointment.
You got a VIP appointment for the third best option. You got it early, but you noticed you caught COVID later. I can't front. And by the way, I'm trying to stay as safe as everybody else. I'm halfway joking, but I'm halfway serious. Since I've been vaccinated, there isn't a person that's been around more people than me.
Yeah, you're outside.
Right. I done been in the Deer District in Milwaukee with 60,000.
Deer District.
Buffalo at the game with you.
Breaking
60,000.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins.
Shout out to La Maquina.
Yeah, absolutely. Pistons games. Madison Square. Barclays. Concerts. Versus.
You're trying to get COVID. I know that the vaccine works because I had COVID, my daughter had COVID, my son had COVID. We're all in the same house. My wife didn't get it. She had an actual vaccine, not the J&J one. I don't want to stay on brand. We have Jalen and Jacoby, J&J, Johnson & Johnson. That's what, yo, I'm trying to support the brand. Just trying to promote the show.
But we the number one option.
We the number one option for sure. And I'm getting a booster.
I'm getting one too.
I'm gonna get the booster. Boost
I'm definitely getting it.
Boost me up.
Definitely getting it.
Boost me up, Scotty. Boost me up, Scotty.
Let me say a couple of things. Since I brought up Scotty, let me say something about him.
Scotty Barnes?
Scotty Pippen. Okay. Love Scotty Barnes.
I love Scotty Barnes too.
I say this respectfully. This kind of stuff I say when I'm watching the game. Like, he an animal. Love him.
I love Scotty Barnes.
Like, he'd be a great.
I don't want him covering me.
Yeah, you know what that's what I mean.
No, it's like, get away from me, dog. Leave me alone. The ball's over there. I'm not a threat right now. Leave me alone.
The reason why I thought of him is because I said Scottie Pippen's name.
No, I said his name.
Oh, they were.
Oh, okay. Said, I want to talk about Scottie. That's it, Scottie Barnes.
Oh, yeah, but. Oh, okay,
you're wild.
It. Okay, but let me just say this, though. Shout out to my guy, Masai Ujiri. He loves our show. He said he want to come on.
Oh, shout out to him. How come you don't let him on the show? That's rude. Now you're being rude.
So, like.
I apologize, Mr. Ujiri.
So, like, Scottie Pippen is the most disrespected superstar athlete of all time.
You know who texted me about this take?
Who's that?
Jason Hare. He's mad at you, dog.
I know he is. I got to see Jason. I got to see my
Jason Hare is the director of The Last Dance.
I know.
He did the Jalen Jacoby after show.
And here's the thing.
Millions of viewers, by the way, for the Jalen Jacoby after show, The Last Dance. Millions. Like 4 million every
time.
You know
what? I need that. That they gave us. Birds. The frame.
They gave us a frame?
Yeah, remember you gave it to me? The Last Dance one.
Oh, the poster?
Yeah, I need that. I want to hang it up at the crib.
Okay. I don't know where it is.
Here's, right?
That's no idea where that is.
Yeah, we have somebody here hold them for us.
Okay.
Womp, womp. So, like.
Hold them for us.
So, like.
It's not the sun's out.
I don't mind being the dude that go against what everybody like. And so right now, I know Scottie Pippen is an easy target. I know he is. And in particular, when somebody that bears your last name is dating current NBA players and other rappers are mentioning you in songs and stuff like that.
Lifestyle,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so like that,
not how
that's,
you want to go.
Right, that he can't control that, right? But that, I remember looking down at my phone like about 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Scottie Pippen was trending, and it wasn't because of something he did or said. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And so I know I'm swimming upstream here because most people just take the low-hanging fruit. Michael won 6 championships. He's the GOAT. Everybody else got to fall in line.
Exactly.
And, you know, bow down and kiss the ring. But I just want to teach everybody something. Michael Jordan didn't win no championships without Scottie Pippen. I played against them.
Oh.
And Scottie Pippen deserves his 10 first-team All-NBA selection.
Top 50.
His 7 All-NBA. His 7 All-Stars. He was a member of the Dream Team.
So, Jalen, I think I realize why you relate to Scottie Pippen in the way you do. Because, like, you're always looked at as sort of like a second banana, number two, in a partnership that's very successful. You know what I mean? So that's why you relate, you know? I understand why you feel this way.
No, I really feel this way because of one word, family, to be honest. Robin.
Explain.
Because we always try to, in the media, figure out who's the alpha.
Yeah, whose team is this?
Whose team?
Remember,
is
like
it?
It's like with LeBron and Dwayne. It was like, well, whose team is it?
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know. It's
Mickey Harris's team.
It's a team. Right. Yeah, it's a team.
Mickey Harris's team.
Right. Look up team in the dictionary. It's a team of people.
Well, they're both not playing, and Mickey Arison is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mickey Arison's team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing about Scottie, the disrespect started with the Bulls, and when. He was one of the top players in the league, but he was the 6th highest paid player on his own team.
Rude.
That's when
all
the disrespect
they had to do.
It's
one thing to have a discount. It's one thing to have an undervalued player like Steph comes to mind, right? But like Steph eventually got paid. At some point, if you have someone who's so undervalued that it's like obvious, just make right.
Dog, he out here making money than Judd Bushler, dog.
Just make it right. Make it right. Pay him more. Restructure his contract. You can do that. You can do that.
And just human nature, you're going to look at your big brother, MJ, and like, dog, when you in that negotiating room and y'all talking about that 30, and I'm making this three.
I'm making three.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I'll take three that right, 30. You can take 27. I'll take six. Something like that.
Hey man,
we work that out.
Work with your guy.
Keep
man.
Me happy.
Work with your guy. Man.
I want people to work with me and for me to be happy.
Get me paid, dog.
I understand you get a good value. You have a good value. You have an all NBA player at a low number. That's good value for the franchise. But you're gonna get more out of that player if you make them right and make things fair.
I got you, Scotty.
It's rude.
I got you, Scotty.
I understand. Listen, it's hard to be the second banana. You know what I mean? It's hard to be overshadowed by your partner. And I understand how you can relate to that. You know?
I really do.
I really do understand how you can relate to that. Because everywhere you go, it's like Jacoby plus one. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm inviting you to Cutter. You know what I mean? They said they're having NBA legends. They met me. Yeah, Cutter. I don't know how to say it. Where are we going? Qatar? I think it's Cutter.
No, it's not.
Reggie, isn't it Cutter? Look
Qatar,
it up.
It's Q-U.
No, it's Cutter. It's not Q-U.
It's Q-A-T-A-R.
Yeah.
It's Qatar.
It's Cutter.
It's Qatar.
So some producer find the pronunciation of this country it's that Qatar. We are going to.
Doha. Qatar.
Cutter. It's actually Cutter. You know that Dubai is Dubai?
Did you know what Denzel is Denzel?
Did you know that Kanye West shaved his eyebrows off?
I'm off him.
I'm off him too.
Disrespect my little brother. It's on.
We will be back on Monday, breaking down week 9 in the NFL and much more. Why is that Jalen Anthony Rose? Wait, we on Qatar now? Is that official?
I tried to tell you, Qatar. I tried to tell you, my brother.
Cutter.
We're not done.
Cutter.
We're not done.
Cutter.
We are.
Cutter.
Not done. Got to give the people.